This is the Sakka Merli of the 13th of November, 2025. Essence, sweet children, you have wasted a lot of time in tolerating sorrow. This world is now changing. Remember the Father, use your time in a worthwhile way, and you will become settled Buddha. Question, what effort do you need to make in order to win a lottery for 21 births? Answer, if you want to win a lottery for 21 births, become a conqueror of attachment. Sacrifice yourself completely to the Father. Constantly be aware that this old world is now changing and that we are going to that new world. Even while seeing this old world, don't see it. Use your handful of rice in a worthwhile way, like Sudama did, and claim your golden age sovereignty. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. You children understand that spiritual children mean souls, and that spiritual father means the father of souls. This is known as the meeting of souls with the Supreme Soul. This meeting only takes place once. You children know all of these things. This is something unique. The Father without an image explains to souls without an image. In fact, souls are without an image, and they then adopt an image when they come here. They play their parts through their images. There is a soul in everyone. There is a soul in all the animals too. They speak of 8.4 million species, and all animals are included in that. There are many animals. The Father explains, don't waste your time in those matters. People without this knowledge continue to waste a lot of their time. At this time, the Father sits here and teaches you children, and you then experience your reward for half a cycle. You don't have any difficulty there. Your time is wasted in tolerating sorrow. There is nothing but sorrow here. This is why everyone remembers the Father. Our time is being wasted in sorrow, and so take us away from here. You would never say that your time is wasted in happiness. You also understand that at this time, human beings have no value. You can see how people die suddenly. So many people die in just one storm. In the kingdom of Ravan, human beings have no value. The Father is now giving you so much value. He is changing you from not worth a penny to worth a pound. It is remembered, the birth, like a diamond, is invaluable. At this time, human beings chase after shells. Perhaps they become millionaires, multimillionaires, or billionaires. Their intellects are engrossed in that all the time. They are told to forget all of that and to remember the one Father, but they don't accept it. This will only sit in the intellects of those in whose intellects it sat in the previous cycle. Otherwise, no matter how much you explain to them, it will not sit in their intellects. You know, number wise, that this world is changing. Even though you may have written on a board outside that the world is changing, they will not understand this until you explain it to them. Okay, once someone has understood this, you then have to tell him, remember the Father and become Seto Pradhan. This knowledge is very easy. This is the Sun Dynasty, and this is the Moon Dynasty, and so on. This world is now changing, and it is the one Father who changes it. You know this accurately, and that too is number wise according to the efforts you make. Maya doesn't allow you to make effort, and so you then understand that according to the drama, you are not able to make so much effort. You children now know that you are changing this world for yourselves by following Srimad. Srimad is for the one Shiv Baba. It is very easy to say Shiv Baba, Shiv Baba. No one else knows Shiv Baba or the inheritance. Baba means an inheritance. There has to be the true Shiv Baba. Nowadays they even call a mayor father. They call Gandhi father. Someone is even called Jagadguru, which would mean that he is the guru of the whole world. No human being can be that, since the purifier and the bestower of salvation for all is the one Father. The Father is incorporeal, so how does he liberate you? This world is changing, and so he definitely comes here to act. Only then could you become aware of this. It isn't that annihilation takes place and that the Father then creates a new world. In the scriptures, they have portrayed a huge annihilation taking place and then Krishna coming, floating on a pupal leaf. However, the Father explains that it is not like that. Since it is remembered that the history and geography of the world repeat, there cannot be annihilation. It is in your hearts that this old world is now changing. Only the Father comes and explains all of these things. Lakshmi and Narayan are the masters of the new world. In the pictures, they have portrayed Ravan as the master of the old world. Both the kingdoms of Rama and Ravan have been remembered. It is in your intellects that Baba finishes this old devilish world and inspires the establishment of the new divine world. The Father says, hardly anyone knows me as I am or what I am. You know me number-wise according to the efforts you make. Those who make effort very well also have great intoxication. Those who make effort for remembrance have real intoxication. You don't experience as much intoxication in explaining this knowledge of the cycle of 84 births as you do on the pilgrimage of remembrance. The main thing is to become pure. People call out, "Come and purify us." They don't say, "Come and give us the sovereignty of the world." You listen to so many stories on the path of devotion. This is the true story of the true Narayan. You have been hearing those stories for birth after birth and have continued to come down. It is only in Bharat that they have the system of listening to religious stories. In other lands, they don't have such religious stories. They consider Bharat to be religious. There are so many temples in Bharat. Christians only have the one church. Here they have so many different types of temple. In fact, there should only be one temple to Shiv Baba. There should be the name of just the one. But there are so many names here. People come from abroad to see the temples here. Those poor people don't understand what ancient Bharat was like. There is nothing older than 5,000 years. They think that they have found something hundreds of thousands of years older. The Father explains, the pictures that exist in the temples, etc., have only existed for 2,500 years. At first, there is worship of Shiva alone. That is unadulterated worship. In the same way, there is also this unadulterated knowledge. First, there is unadulterated worship, and then there is adulterated worship. Now, look how they worship water and the earth, etc. The unlimited father says, "You wasted so much wealth on the path of devotion." There are so many scriptures and so many pictures. There must be so many different Gitas. Look what you have become by spending so much on all of that. Yesterday I made you double crowned. Now you have become so poverty stricken. It is a matter of only yesterday. You also understand that you truly have been around the cycle of 84 births. We are now once again becoming this. We are claiming our inheritance from Baba. Baba repeatedly inspires you to make effort. The term Manman above is also mentioned in the Gita. Some words in that are correct. It is said that it used to exist, that is, the deity religion doesn't exist now, but there are its images. Look how well they have made your memorial. You understand that you are now once again carrying out establishment. Then, on the path of devotion, your accurate memorial will be built. When an earthquake takes place, everything is destroyed and everything has to be built anew. There are all the skills there. There is also the skill of cutting diamonds. Here too, people cut diamonds and then set them. Diamond cutters are very expert. They will then go there. All of these skills will go there too. You know that there will be so much happiness there. It used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. The very name is heaven. 100% solvent. It is now insolvent. There is a lot of fashion in Bharat for wearing jewelry. It continues from time immemorial. So you children should have so much happiness. You know that this world is changing. Heaven is being created, and so we definitely do need to become pure for that. We also have to imbibe divine virtues. This is why Baba says, definitely write your chart. Have I, the soul, performed any devilish act? Firmly consider yourselves to be souls. Have I performed any sinful act through this body? If I have, then my register would be spoilt. This lottery is for 21 births. This is also a race. There are horse races. This is called the sacrificial fire in which the horse is sacrificed to attain self-sovereignty, which means that you souls have to race. You now have to return home. That is also called the sweet silence home. You are listening to these words now. The father says, children, now make a lot of effort. You are receiving a kingdom, and that is no small thing. I am a soul, and I have taken this many births. The father says, your 84 births are now coming to an end. You now have to begin again from the first number. It will definitely be you children who will sit in the new palaces. You will not sit in old ones. It isn't that you will sit in old ones and let the new ones out to tenants. The more effort you make, so you will accordingly become the masters of the new world. When a new home is being built, the heart's desire is to leave the old one and go and sit in the new one. The father builds a new home for you children only when the earlier one becomes old. There, it isn't a question of letting it out. Just as those people try to get a plot of land on the moon, so you are claiming your plot in heaven. The more yoga and this knowledge you have, the purer you will become. This is Raja Yoga. You are receiving such a huge kingdom. When people go searching for a plot of land on the moon, it is all wasteful. These things that now give you happiness will later become things that bring about destruction and cause sorrow. As you progress further, there will be fewer armies. Everything will happen very quickly with bombs. This drama is predestined, and destruction will take place suddenly at the right time. Soldiers, etc., will then die. You are now becoming angels. You know that destruction takes place for you. It is part of the drama for this old world to end. Whatever actions each one performs, accordingly he has to suffer. For instance, sannyasis may be good, but they still take birth to householders. Only in the new world will you receive an elevated birth, and that too will be according to your sanskars. You are now taking those sanskars to the new world. You will definitely take birth in Bharat. Because you perform such actions, you will take birth to those who are very good, religious-minded people. You will take birth according to your sanskars. You will go and take birth in a very high clan. There wouldn't be anyone else who performs actions like you. Your birth will be according to how you study and the service you do. Many have to die. Those who are to receive you will go in advance. The father explains, this world is now changing. The father has granted you visions. Baba tells you his own experience. He saw that he was going to receive a kingdom for 21 births. And so he thought, what is this 1 or 2 million compared to that? The first one, Alpha, received the sovereignty, and the second one, Beta, received the donkeyship. He told his partner to take whatever he wanted. There was no difficulty. You children have been told what you will receive from Baba. You will receive the kingdom of heaven. Continue to open as many centers as possible. You have to benefit many. You are earning an income for 21 births. Here, there are many millionaires and billionaires. All of them are beggars. Many will come to you. Many come to the exhibitions. Don't think that subjects are not being created. Many subjects are created. Many people say that this is very good, but they say that they don't have time. By hearing just a little, they will become part of the subjects. This imperishable knowledge is never destroyed. It is not a small thing to give Baba's introduction. Some will have goose pimples. If someone wants to claim a high status, he will busy himself in making effort. Baba will not take money from anyone. The pool is created with each drop of the children. Some even send 1 rupee. Baba, use 1 brick in my name. There is also the praise of the handful of rice of Sudama. Baba says, "These are like diamonds and jewels for you." Everyone's life becomes like a diamond. You are creating this for your future. You know that everything you see with your physical eyes is part of the old world. This world is now changing. You are now becoming the masters of the land of immortality. You definitely do have to become conquerors of attachment. You have been saying, Baba, when you come, we will sacrifice ourselves to you. So this is a good bargain, is it not? People don't know why he has been given the names businessman, jewel merchant, and magician. He is the jewel merchant. Each imperishable jewel of this knowledge is an invaluable version. The story of Rup and Basant is based on this. You too are Rup and Basant. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence Vidarna 1. Don't now perform any sinful acts through your body. Don't perform any devilish act through which your register would become spoiled. 2. Maintain the intoxication of having remembrance of the One Father. Definitely make the main effort of becoming pure. Don't waste your invaluable time in chasing after shells, but make your life elevated by following Srimad. Blessing, may you easily become complete and make Maya your servant by offering yourself for world service. Now surrender all your time, attainments, knowledge, virtues and powers for world service. Whatever thought you have, check whether it is for world service. By offering everything for service, you will easily become complete. With your love for service, any small papers or tests that come will automatically surrender themselves. You will then not be afraid of Maya, but will constantly be victorious and continue to dance in happiness. You will experience Maya to be your slave. When you surrender yourself for service, Maya will automatically surrender herself to you. Slogan: close your mind with introspection and anger will finish. Avyak signal, increase the practice of the bodiless stage. Just as a switch is switched on or off in a second, in the same way, take the support of your body in a second and become stable in the bodiless stage in a second. Come into your body one moment and become bodiless in one moment. Adopt the costume of your body when there is a need, and then when there is no need, become detached from your body. You have to practice this. This is known as the Karmateet stage. Om Shanti.